welcome to the Health, Safety and Environment Podcast. This episode is brought to you by 360 Training, the leader in regulatory approved online training and certification across a wide range of industries and professions, focused on regulated training that helps ensure the health, safety and financial security of customers and employees for the communities they serve. What trainings would you like to take next? Save up to 30% off by the link provided below at atenciogabriel.com/training. And now, let the class begin. What are the safe practices for working at height? All elevated work 6 feet or more above grade, where a fixed work platform or scaffolding where solid guardrails are not in place, such work must be performed using 100% tied off at all times. Any elevated work require positive fall protection. This protection can be a safety harness and shock absorbing lanyard, self-retracting lifeline, or other approved devices that adequately protect the personnel. The work arrangement must provide reasonable assurance of protection against falls. Then, ensure that all personnel working at a position elevated above 6 feet, using ladders or scaffolds, or working on pipelines, cable trays, equipment, rooftops, tanks, and vessels are protected from a fall by a guardrail or another equivalent and effective fall prevention system. Ensure that all ladders, scaffold, safety harness, and other fall protection equipment used in elevated work have procedures and schedules for documented periodic inspections. Ensure that personnel always face the ladder when ascending or descending and maintain 3 points of contact at all times. While elevated work is being conducted, barricade the work area as appropriate to prevent entry by unauthorized personnel. Only personnel trained in the use of fall protection equipment shall perform elevated work requiring of such use of equipment. Where a safety harness and shock absorbing lanyard are used, a review of the work must ensure that there is sufficient elevation for the shock absorber to function before the employee reaches the platform or floor. Where a safety harness and lanyard are used to secure someone working from a portable ladder, ensure that the ladder is secured to a stationary object before the lanyard is attached. Where personnel are unable to use a safety harness, ensure the safety nets calculated by an expert or other fall prevention measures are being followed. Tied-off points must be strong enough to support 5,000 pounds per person in a free fall per person that is attached to the tied-off point. When tied-off, make sure there is adequate unobstructed clearance should a fall occur. Where a non-obstructed clearance is not attainable, a safe working platform or scaffolding must be provided. Tools and materials used during elevated work must be secure from falling down. It is recommended to store materials in appropriate containers and use tool lanyards. And there is another chapter which talk about how to prevent drop objects in the workplace.
Health, Safety and Environment, a podcast by Gabriel Atencio, industrial engineer, safety engineering specialist with international experience in the oil and gas, construction, manufacturing and warehousing industries, sharing to the world articles, studies and lessons learned from incidents to work safer. How safe are you at work? Go to atenciogabriel.com and do not forget to subscribe. Thanks for listening and be safe.
The American National Standards Institute, ANSI, oversees the creation, promulgation, and use of thousands of standards, norms, technical reports, and guidelines that directly impact businesses in every sector, in the US and international. ANSI is also actively engaged in accrediting programs that assess conformance to standards, including globally recognized cross-sector programs such as the ISO 45001 for occupational health and safety management and the ISO 14001 for environmental management. Download the best-selling standards and packages and save up to 50% by the link provided below at atenciogabriel.com/standards.